6 degrees game's pretty fucking good, right?
Yeah, especially for the early stages.
Go Reading, man. It's very impressive. I'm very impressed. It's
wild.
Yeah. Did you guys try today's?
I haven't.
I've been thinking through it. Welcome to our Film Fathers podcast, the definitive podcast about fatherhood, film, and fatherhood in film. This is Jelani, and with me as always are a fuckboy and Caucasian Idris, Martin, and Brady.
Saying something is cringe, old man.
Chivalry may be dead, but I didn't kill it.
This week, we fall in for potentially the next big movie star, an actor who could quite possibly be described as good-looking, but most definitely can be described as an up-and-coming star. We're talking about Glenn Powell, who splashed on the screen in Top Gun Maverick, but has definitely ridden the wave and is now a leading actor in both a hit rom-com in Anyone But You and an action comedy thriller in Hitman. Is there anything he can't do?
Possibly. Possibly some things he can't do, but he's doing pretty good so far.
Did you know him prior to Top Gun?
It felt like I did, and I haven't
he's
done the research.
He's definitely been around.
What, has he been around?
So
what? What do I know him
he's
from?
Been
you guys
a,
tell me.
Well, I don't have him up in it up in front of me, but I know from seeing some of the things that are like, you know, TikToks here and there. He was in a movie that we all have seen.
Okay.
And it was very, very popular, yes. Albeit in a very small role, and he was nobody of note.
Cameo.
See, that's what I was wondering.
Can you call it that if you're nobody?
No, if you're nobody. Yeah. You cameo's like Alfred Hitchcock in his own movie.
Yeah, I guess.
He is just cast in a small role.
Yeah, he was just there, and you didn't know who he was.
I think he had a line.
Did he? He might have. He might have had one. So he's in The Dark Knight Rises.
Okay.
He's one of the, he's the
as a traitor.
Traitor.
Okay.
That they have.
Yeah.
You
I
wouldn't
know if that's how I know.
You would not know. Of course you wouldn't.
I feel
know.
He like. I feel like he looks like somebody that I know. He reminds me of some, but I don't know who. I can't quite place it. An actor, not someone I know.
I could
personally.
See maybe giving off some young Val Kilmer vibes.
Well,
I
mean, hence,
I mean, yeah, that's
hence his role. In, right. Yeah. Where'd you
nailed
pick that
it.
One up?
I did. I wasn't even honestly thinking about that. I was just picturing that
not,
more as.
Right. You know, I hear you, but no, that's not. That's not it. It's like
I feel like he can play
it's
Ice
like when
Man.
When I saw him in the reboot, it's like yeah, it's like I saw him before and something. When I saw him on Maverick, I was like, oh, that guy.
He's
yeah, I've seen him, but
so I don't know that I even did. But like I said, I've seen since. But admittedly, we did Top Gun Maverick, and I bet we didn't talk enough about Glenn Powell at the time. But he is perfect for the role that he played in that movie. He is. I don't know that I saw him jumping into where he is currently living in 2024, which is, like Jelani just said. I mean, he's in a hit rom-com that admittedly I would say co-starring because I think plenty of people wanted to watch that movie for his co-star, Sydney Sweeney. We'll talk about them. And then Hitman came
out. Anyone But You.
Anyone But You. And Hitman came out of nowhere for me. I had not even heard. One, just because I feel like that's right. You know, those things should hit our radar at some point.
Yeah.
With it being a Hitman.
Yeah.
Adjacent. We should know about it. And all of a sudden, it was like, Netflix got a new movie. It's Hitman. It's Glenn Powell. And
well,
I was like, oh, shit.
I mean, I'm giving you full credit for this pairing. And I think this is like we're coming in at the perfect time. Doing this was a great idea.
I was
like,
pro. I was I threw it out there.
I wasn't sure about you know if I was gonna like movies and there we'll definitely get into what I liked and what I didn't. But absolutely the right call to pair them together
and it was fun
to just do because there's lots to talk here. I think as a movie nerd we got lots to discuss.
I think we're gonna be talking more Powell in the near future too.
Oh yeah. So what else is he gonna be?
He's heading up the Twisters remake.
Oh right.
So like and this is why he is legitimately like on a level right now that is like I said, I didn't see necessarily coming after I liked him in Top Gun Maverick. I mean I hated him, liked him type you know. He kinda like Val Kilmer the first one. but legitimately he's a star.
Yeah.
And he is very much he's got it. He's got the Riz.
He's got the Riz. I just spent some time with a friend of the pod, Charlie.
Hey-o.
And his wife, Anna, her favorite movie is Twister. And I just watched it with Colin. That's what we were talking about. It. So
I'm excited. I am.
Twister's great.
Yeah. Those will
we'll
come.
Get there.
Come. So let's talk. Let's talk these two. Jelani, what were your thoughts on.
On Anyone But You?
On Anyone But You, yeah. That was just how that was released a little earlier.
Yeah. So I resisted watching it the first time because I didn't.
You mean like when it first came
out? When it first came out. Jen watched it, and I didn't have it. I watched maybe the first up to the opening credits. And then I was like, all right, that's not for me.
Really gave you mean the opening title card?
Yeah, the title card. Yeah.
That was a few minutes in.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's after they.
Post-coffee scene?
Yeah.
Yes. Post-coffee shop scene?
Yes. So I kind of blew it off. I was like, I don't care for it. Also, I think I might have just been finishing up first season of White Lotus. So I wasn't up on the whole Sydney Sweeney right on Sydney train.
Sweeney. Yeah.
Whoa. So
what about Euphoria? You watched Euphoria?
I didn't.
Okay.
So
I'm not, are you a Euphoria guy?
I watched the first season, but I'm behind. I probably should watch the second.
I don't watch it, and I've heard enough. I don't want to watch it.
It's a lot. It's taken me this long to like want to dive back into second season. Especially having kids, you're just like, oh my god, I don't know if I can handle
and
that
a daughter.
Right. With that being said,
there's a lot going on in that show.
In the first season of Euphoria, does Sydney Sweeney have more to do? Because that was one of my complaints about like what she's been in so far or subsequently. It's like, I don't feel like they're giving her any roles. They're just like, oh, you're the new It girl. We're just going to throw you in things.
Well, I think that comes with being she broke out in Euphoria.
I feel like that was it.
And this is me without watching it. But I mean, I think you could just – I know she was in it. She became – she's – got a trait
careful
that people like and
well really it, what it's become is like this TikTok thing. Have you guys seen it? Where
I will now
probably will. Where women are asking their husbands or mates to name any woman
mates
partners mates partners mates? Whatever
we down under
their boyfriends to name a woman
mates,
and I don't know what the right answer is. But the wrong answer is Sydney Sweeney. And like for some reason, there's like been a bunch of guys that have just been like Sydney Sweeney, and it's like they get in trouble. But like you know, a right answer would be
Glenn
Hillary
Close.
Clinton. A right answer would be you. You know, like you, honey, you're a woman. You know,
yeah.
Like,
that would be the right answer. I think that's probably the literal right answer is name a woman. You
right.
As opposed to the first one that pops in your brain when you think of woman.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg would be another good one. but yes, so that was kind of a thing. I don't know.
She's stolen the hearts and minds of a lot of men.
A lot of married men, apparently.
And she is, you kind of have two it people.
Right.
So this is like, I can't say I've watched a lot of rom-coms, especially recently, but
you've seen them all.
This one come out, and you have essentially two up-and-coming people who are both attractive and just like, and, you know, that's based on a Shakespeare.
Yeah.
I'm totally.
Did you guys know that going
Fuck
into it?
No.
I figured it out in the middle, and I was like, this is a lot like Much Ado About Nothing. And
I'm not
the
guy.
It's Ben and B. Yeah. Benedict and Beatrice. And then I was like, oh, it's Much Ado About Nothing.
I'm not the guy.
I know, but I like that movie. 1993.
Great.
Your boy. Kenneth Branagh.
Oh, God.
It's Kenneth Branagh and Emma Thompson. Keanu Reeves is in it. Denzel Washington's in it. The film version.
Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale's in it.
Interested.
Yeah. Really young. I think it might be like her first movie. Really good for a Shakespeare, 1993 movie. And a romantic comedy. Like, I thought it was great. Like, their banter is good. This, I didn't really like.
I didn't.
So
there's very little
before,
I liked
before
about
you
this
leave
movie.
On the Shakespeare talk.
Yeah, sorry.
Do you like when they take Shakespeare and update it?
They didn't update it, though.
Update it, but like try to put it in a modern setting.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. So I love 10 Things I Hate About You.
Right.
Yeah, I'm okay. Well, now I got nothing else. What else has done that?
I was going to say.
I don't know why. I thought I had a few others.
We had the Romeo and Juliet. We had the Othello.
Oh, yeah. I like Romeo and Juliet. And O. Yes. O was okay. Romeo and Juliet, I did
Romeo
enjoy.
Plus Juliet,
yeah,
I think
Romeo
is
plus
exactly
Juliet.
How you'd call it.
But those are faithful still to the to the actual lines of Shakespeare. Whereas 10 Things I Hate About You is just
I think
Taming of the Shrew, but obviously done in a new way. Do you like that or
I like the idea. I guess I like the concept of it.
Yeah,
I did not like the execution in this.
In
it
this
felt
one,
clunky and
it did.
Awkward.
And they do the whole. you know, a big part of Much Ado About Nothing is that it's all this
side dialogue,
like overhearing stuff, and that just doesn't work in modern movies,
right?
Right? Like, no, when was the last time you overheard a conversation? And they kind of poke fun of it, you know, when they're like, "Oh, stop doing this whole thing where you're trying to set us up," and I'm supposed to be overhearing your conversation, but it didn't really, like, I don't know, they either didn't poke enough fun at it, or it just was done in a clunky, bad way.
I feel like not knowing that it was attempting to be a modern version of Much Ado About Nothing or anything else for that matter made me not nitpick that type of stuff with you.
West Side Story is another.
Yeah, that's just a play on Romeo and Juliet. Right. Though.
I thought the movie was like 10 minutes in, I was like, this is cheesy as hell. Right. Like,
well, and the other thing they're trying to do is make it kind of, yeah, I don't know, a little bit like the next movie, like Hitman, like a screwball comedy or something. Like when she was drying her pants in the bathroom,
yeah,
and talking, like that just doesn't. At that point, I was like you were saying, I wanted to turn it off right there. I wouldn't have probably watched it if it wasn't for the podcast. Other than I started it and I like to finish things.
And finishing it, you were like, that was a huge waste of time.
Pretty much.
Okay. I didn't.
No, but I mean, I'm glad we could talk about it now.
I did not think that it was a huge waste of time. I thought it was. I did not think it was a great movie, but I also thought it was right in line with a ton of other rom-coms that I've watched over the years.
Yeah.
They're not great movies. Like, yeah. Like, sure, there might be a couple that exist, but
Love Actually and Notting Hill are better.
For the majority,
Crazy Stupid Love.
They're dumb.
Crazy Stupid Love is so good.
Majority are dumb.
Yeah.
And. Yeah. That's kind of just what they are. And so Mary is watching it with me, and the same thing, 10 minutes in, she's like, this is so bad. And then proceeded to laugh
and like it
at the airplane scene harder than I think I can recall her laughing in like a decade.
The old guy that was like,
all of it.
Oh, he did make me laugh when he was like, what is happening? Or something. Like, what's his line? He's like, what is happening right now?
It was
that was about the funniest part.
Legitimately, she was dying, and I was like, I'm staring at her like, what in the hell happened here? And
hated it.
Loved it. She loved it. She thought it was great. She thought Sweeney was great. She thought she was perfect for like what she was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. There's a crowd for this.
Yeah. Lindsay watched it with me. The beginning, and then she was like, oh yeah, don't you feel bad that you have to continue watching it? She didn't finish it.
As she walked out of the room, she said that?
No. I stopped it and I finished it the next day.
But. She's like, oh, don't you feel bad? You're stuck
she's
here.
Like,
bye.
She's like, yeah. You have to watch
this. I did not feel that way. I did not think it was great, but I also thought it worked and there was funny parts. I definitely laughed at that part of the movie.
You watched it with your lady. What you're supposed to do with these things. And I'm enjoyed just, but time, I, 2 hours with your wife.
She enjoyed the movie in a level that not many people probably did. But I thought there were parts that were funny and there were parts that were endearing and there were parts that like they did a good job on. I mean, I in general thought it was fine and I definitely did not have a huge, I wasn't like sorry I watched
you
it.
You love Unwritten.
Who doesn't?
It is a good song. They overused it.
Do you know another I guess not. It's not technically not a rom-com, more maybe a teen com that overuses another Natasha Bedingfield song.
Probably, but why don't you just tell me the name of the movie?
Easy A.
Pocket Full of Sunshine. I've only seen that one. Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, what's the corollary between those two movies?
They just keep what the Natasha Bedingfield. Oh, they're
same director.
Literally, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I thought he was walking. It's also, like, you really walked us all the way down that path?
It's also a adaptation.
Adaptation. That's what I thought.
Literary Scarlet adaptation. Letter. Nathaniel Hawthorne. Yeah. Is that kind of his thing?
Maybe.
This guy's thing? So Unwritten, what else did I want to say? Oh, the cast. Can we talk about the cast a little bit?
Sure. Our guy from Cocktail reemerges.
Brian Brown?
Brian Brown?
FX. I mean, our guy. Yeah, FX. My boy, FX. Yes, I love FX and FX2. When I was a kid, those were like playing on WGN or something.
Yeah, those, all the time.
That's the channel that Sonny's Always Sunny's on?
Maybe. Maybe WPWR Power 50. I don't know, but it was playing
right
somewhere.
Right after Darkman.
Yes. Yeah, FX movies are great, and Brian Brown from Cocktail was an interesting... you guys don't know Gaeta, but he was the friend, the roommate. But you, because you don't watch Dave. I've been telling you to watch Dave, Little Dickie's show.
Yeah.
He's amazing in Dave. He's one of the reasons why I think the show is good.
The show is, okay. Yeah, I definitely didn't know where that guy came from.
And here he was fine. You know, he did it well, but he plays him basically himself from what I can gather on the show. And it's he's so good. He's like a breakout star of the show, Dave.
Well, we got a movie out of
him. He got a movie out of it, at least. And I think you'll see more of him.
Did you recognize the sister? So his sister.
His sister?
I didn't.
Alexandra Shipp.
She's gorgeous.
I really liked her.
She was in Barbie. She was one of the Barbies.
Oh, she was one of the Barbies.
I just looked at known for. She was also X-Men Apocalypse. She was Storm. Or in X-Men Dark Phoenix too. But yeah. Straight out of Compton, she was Kim.
I don't remember which one Kim was. But I remember from.
She was a Barbie.
From Barbie.
Okay.
And then I didn't know B's sister.
No, nor I. Hadley Robinson.
No. And then the parents.
Playing the hero character from Much Ado About Nothing.
Based off what she's known for, you shouldn't.
But the parents.
Rachel Griffiths. Actual Australian.
6 feet under.
She's really Australian.
Yeah, but
she played an American.
She played an American. I was going to say she didn't do the accent.
I thought it was funny. They had an Australian play an American mom.
But yeah, that's a Brady show, 6 feet under.
Definitely.
Jen knew her from Brothers and Sisters.
That's what Lindsay
said,
too.
That's post 6 feet under.
Yeah, she said Brothers and Sisters.
Her Dermot Mulroney, her husband.
You mean Dylan McDermott?
Nope.
Never tell those two apart. Yeah, Dermot
Mulroney. You mean Michael McDermott?
I felt like it was a good, I don't know, I kind of...
You were fine with it for what it was.
Yeah, okay. It was.
That's fair.
I feel like most our loyal listeners will know that I have a hard time sometimes with movies that are. I was able to find the enjoyment in just watching this movie.
I didn't hate it, for sure, but I wouldn't want to watch it again. And it, I don't know. There were just a lot of parts that were very. Very unoriginal. Like there was nothing in it.
It's a remake.
But not even that. Like for, I don't know. Like the whole unwritten. Like I felt like they were trying to make that a thing or something. Like it could be.
They did.
Oh, memorable.
It blew up. It had its moment.
Did it?
Yeah.
Like
again, a resurgence.
Yeah.
On TikTok or something or on X.
Legitimately, I knew about that before that song was kind of reignited.
Was it last? When did this movie come out? Was it
23? It was.
Or early.
It was 23, but 23. I think late 23, technically.
Okay, maybe I noticed some of that and just didn't know that it was from this movie.
Yeah, you probably just were singing along to it and didn't really think much of it.
I do like the song. Maybe I just thought people were digging on the song. Didn't realize it was from this movie. But yeah, like the, you know, helicopter, jumping off the boat, helicopter, you know, nothing was that.
Titanic me.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's just okay.
It's like, oh, he really took that Titanic, literally.
But yes, Glenn.
Classic Gaeta.
I do like, I don't think I'm that big a fan of Sydney Sweeney as an actress. Like, I don't think she's as good. But Glenn Powell, I think.
No, I think he's got a bigger
star power.
Yeah. And that's, she's young. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But I think.
That's why I, like I said, that's why I was curious to know if she had more to do in. Like Euphoria, and
I didn't really love her in Euphoria either. Okay. It was later on that everyone's like, "Oh, I love Sydney Sweeney." I'm like, "Okay, if you do, I guess that's your thing." Yeah. Everybody's like, "I get it."
No, we don't need to talk about why.
But to segue to the other movie, I feel like they had amazing chemistry. Like I feel like Glenn Powell and what's the actress's name? I didn't look it up either.
Oh,
in Hitman, so good.
Yeah.
Like, she, yes, I get.
Well, that was, and she's apparently Adria Arjona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
maybe,
I haven't seen her.
Maybe
in
a mispronunciation on my part. Apparently, she's. I heard after talking about this movie out loud with some people, she may be dating Jason Momoa right now. It's all the rage, all the buzz.
That would make sense.
She's in Father of the Bride from 2022 remake.
Haven't seen that remake.
No. Six Underground.
Yes, another. Okay. There's another.
She's
Netflix.
Five in that.
Another Netflix film. Wait, she's in as well.
True Detective.
She's in the new season, right?
She must be.
I think she's in the new season, but
oh, I never finished
that. What's
it called?
Why didn't you finish it?
I don't know.
Emily.
Kind of forgot about it. I forgot that I was watching it.
She also plays Oscar Isaac's girlfriend in Triple Frontier, which I think you guys should go back.
Netflix movies.
Yeah.
I just watched that.
Yeah. She's the one that tells him about the cartels,
Kingpin's
house.
And you know what I thought when I saw her in that movie? Same thing I thought when I saw her in Hitman. She's really attractive.
Yeah. And I love this movie. I thought it was really good.
I thought it was
really
fun.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. You did too?
I did.
Oh, I thought I was like, see, friend of the pod, Redding
I kind of liked that he said that it wasn't that great because then it made me like feel I don't know. I was prepared for it to be not great.
I think if you go in thinking it's going to be a all out comedy,
yeah,
you have an issue. But when I got through with it, I was like, it doesn't really fit in any genre.
That's what I loved about it.
That's why I typed three descriptors of it because I was typing, I was like, I don't even know exactly what to call
this. The big descriptor is film noir, which you guys know I love. So I feel like the pulling of that, it's just in the capable hands of Richard Linklater, who clearly loves movies and can do well with this material. And also make it work as a comedy, make it work as a thriller, make it work as film noir.
So talk about your boy, because this was one of my sells Linklater? To you when I was like, hey, I was like, it's this new movie. Oh, like Richard Linklater. I threw it out there because I knew that was my little carrot to you, and I knew that you liked him. So
Dazed and Confused, Waking Life, the Before Sunset, Before Sunrise, Before Midnight triple movie that he did over time with Julie Delpy and Ethan Hawke. Everybody Wants Some is basically like a 80s version of Dazed and Confused that was pretty good.
Also starring Glenn Powell.
Is Glenn Powell in that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I know him from.
Look at this coming around.
That's gotta be what it is. Cause that movie was, I don't know anyone that watched it. Actually, I'm pretty sure Charlie's seen it. He said as a fan.
Wasn't that the one, was that about baseball?
Yeah.
And they got like actual baseball players instead of actors to be in it.
Yeah. Which one's that?
Everybody wants some.
Everybody
I think
wants.
If you guys have seen Dazed and Confused, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should definitely do that at some point. But yeah, maybe pair it with Everybody Wants Some because, that's worth watching too.
I definitely have not seen it.
And then I think you were looking at me because of Boyhood.
Yeah.
Is the big one that he, you know, they
filmed over 20 years.
Yeah.
I also never saw that.
It's
a one and doneer.
Yeah, it's worth watching. It's a little long. It's got great scenes, and it's a huge achievement in cinema, right? In film, to be able to do that and have the same actors and have nobody that looks completely off or whatever. It just works. It just works well. But it's not like a blow your mind story or anything. It's just kind of simple.
School of Rock.
School of Rock. Love School of Rock. Right.
Bad News Bears. 2005.
He's had a couple.
Scanner Darkly.
Scanner Darkly is great too. That's a Philip K. Dick. So I mean, there's not a movie. What's his first movie? It's called Slacker.
Woodshock is a short. Was his first.
Yeah.
Then it's Impossible to Learn to Plow by Reading Books. He directed it in 1988.
Get to Slacker.
And then Slacker in 90.
Slacker's the one that indie. He's an indie darling from University of Texas, I think, in Austin or something.
Sounds like him.
Yeah. I think he's friends with like Owen Wilson and McConaughey and like a lot of that stuff. So maybe Wes Anderson's in the mix somewhere along there. So yeah, he's just a very interesting person and his makes great movies. So yeah, I was in kind of from the get-go because of that. I was thinking that it was going to be very silly, School of Rockish, and I'm like, there's no way they're going to end this the way that I want it to end. It's going to be, they're going to have a moral dilemma.
Right.
And then they pull off like a total switcheroo on me, and it works. It's great, great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Like, I love that.
I love it. I love that you enjoyed it.
so you have a couple people in there, like Retta's in there, and you're like, okay, maybe Retta's going to be like, she's going to bring the laughs, and they're going to just kind of play off of her and do like, and then she kind of played it straight, and then you saw like him play it more straight, and then as he starts to evolve, and you can see like everything that he's talking about and teaching his class about like being the person you want to be, like it shows up and how he changes and how his like persona changes and stuff like that. And then
did our professor just become hot? Right? What did they say? Like that was great too.
But yeah, I enjoyed all of it. I thought it was really good. And like I said, I was pleasantly surprised because it didn't fit into like a standard genre. It was just a good film.
Well, that was the feedback, right? Like that was, and this is partly how it came onto my radar, was TikTok. A couple of the people that I was, you know, like, oh, Hitman, it's like one of the best movies that's out right now. And I'm like, oh shit. And I'm like, all right, cool, looking into it. And then friend of the pod, Redding's like, I know everyone says it's supposed to be good, but I didn't like it. And I was like, oh shit, maybe those, you never know on the, you know, like,
right,
on some of those. And so I watched it and I enjoyed it. I really liked it. And I was like, all right, maybe, I don't know. One, we don't really talk about it with each other until we get together for
right,
the pod.
I didn't want to ruin anything. So for the pod.
Yeah, I wasn't teasing or leaking anything. I was just going to kind of let it be. But one, just a really interesting concept, right? Like it's based, I think, somewhat loosely, but
yeah,
on this story that was written in Texas Monthly about this guy who did.
Did you read the article?
No, I didn't. Did you go back?
I wanted to. I kind of wanted to know what they pulled that was real and what they kind of made up.
Right? But I think some of those were all variations of some of the things. I know one of the tidbits I saw though was the teenager who gave him video games to kill his mom. And you know, he was like, he had like an Atari or whatever, was an actual client meeting that he had. But the teenager in real life was like a kid with an IQ of 131, and he gave him 7 Atari computer games, $3 bills, and 230 in nickels and dimes to kill a male classmate he thought was trying to win the affection of another girl. So it wasn't his mom. So there were like little variations of things like that. But I mean, I think in general, there were some parallel lines to some of the actual encounters.
And like, how much did he actually dress up like?
That part, like Jason, I think, might have.
What's the name?
Patrick Bateman. Yeah.
Yeah. Not Jason.
Like Jason Bateman.
Psycho killer from American
like
Psycho.
Teen Wolf.
And like do all the other right. stuff. But yeah, there's a lot of, I think I sent you guys an article. There's a ton of throwbacks to other like Hitman movies.
There were, but when I read through that article, I was like,
I didn't know a lot of them.
Do
but
I need
I
to watch
one
this simultaneously? Because I'm like, I'm not picking up some of the, what they're like, oh, they kind of alluded to this, and I'm like, in what way? I don't.
Well, they had like clips of some of them.
Some of them had clips,
you saw
for
like
sure.
In Bruges. I think in the movie, and some other ones too, I think had some clips, but I hadn't seen this movie, This Gun for Hire, but I went back and watched it. Don't recommend for you guys, but I'm glad I put it under the belt as film noir with a hitman as the center of it,
right.
Femme fatale and all that good stuff. But another one that apparently you mentioned was The Mechanic, which we did recently.
Yes, we did.
Our boy, Charlie B. That's right. But yeah, I mean, I just like that kind of, you know, stuff where the filmmaker clearly has a passion for Hitman movies and just throws it into.
And I loved seeing Powell tapestry. Essentially dressing, differently at every one of these, like leaning into this role as a hitman who is posing as a hitman who's helping the police.
Yeah.
No, you're dealing with the other story where the other cop's jealous of him essentially getting the role, and then, you know, I think meeting this Madison, the girl who he falls for, and I just thought really like it was actually pretty awesome.
I didn't think it was going to live up to like, because I did see the tomato meter at 96%. I'm like, well, there's no way in the middle of the movie. I'm like, yeah, people probably like it because it's all silly like this. But yeah, as it kept going, I just kept really liking it. And audience score 91 is even lower than the critic score, but still in the 90s. So it's hard to do.
And I think Powell just did really well. Like he carried everything and he delivered over and over again. Like he was funny. He was charming. He was kind of like, ooh, who the fuck is Gary?
I kind of want to fuck you. Do you want to fuck
Gary? It was
Retta.
Strong recommendation. I would I would recommend Redding watches it again.
Yeah, there's, you know, we talked about this before. Like, there's like Saltburn. I was like, I don't know if I could recommend that for everybody. This one, I feel like I could recommend to almost anybody. And I would say you'd find something that you're going to enjoy. Not like anyone but you.
I say watch them both in the same week.
Yeah, but that would be
go,
a thing to do.
Go all Powell.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm very happy with the selection. Very happy with this episode.
Yeah. I agree with both of you guys. I thought it was really good, really fun. So, another thumbs up from this side.
Are you guys on board with Powell potentially being one of the, a major player on the acting scene? Yeah,
get him into the next Marvel movie. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, please don't.
Jeez, man.
He's going to be the next Batman.
You had to say it.
Like Val Kilmer.
Telling you.
He's going the Val route. He's going to be the next Batman.
He's going to be in a heist movie where he shoots up an entire city block.
Did remake Willow?
He's going to be in Heat 2.
Yeah, Heat 2 is going to be coming out.
Oh, Heat 2 is coming out. Wow.
The book is already already there. I haven't read it yet.
The book is not quite yet the movie. The book is
He's going to be in Holes 2.
No, it'll be interesting. I don't even know how bad Twisters would have to be for me to not be excited for it.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
Frankly. It might be a theater watch for me.
I loved Twister. And I am excited for Twisters. I don't even care if it looks to be like almost a literal remake. I'm in.
Yeah.
Big, big fan. And honestly, I'll say it now. I'll say it when we do it. You know, you can do without Helen Hunt. So.
Sandra Bullock, Helen Hunt.
Channing Tatum.
You tell me, there's no rhyme or reason why that.
But in the 90s, I really loved Sandra Bullock and Helen Hunt. Right? And you didn't, huh?
And I'm telling you right now, you could replace them in anything they've been in and you'd be just fine.
It's probably true, but I think
I'm right.
With Lily Sobieski, you could replace Helen Hunt. You know who that is?
That name sounds familiar.
She's like a younger Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt,
looks like her.
Okay.
Was she in that one, Glass House?
Weird Pulp.
I don't know.
Where she like got that's adopted. Just,
Mike Petras has always said that Lily looks like Helen Hunt. And I was like, yeah.
I got to pull her up.
I don't know Glass House.
I think
it's like, based on a book, too.
It's like a Hansel and Gretel type.
An American allegory. Artist. She does look like Helen Hunt.
I told you.
Holy shit. It's the nose, for sure.
She was in, Eyes Wide Shut, Kubrick, Cruise, and Kidman.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take your word for it.
But yeah, what else? Let's cast for him. What do we want to see him in?
Who, Powell?
Yeah.
Well, we'd have to know the movies that are coming.
I know, but like, what type of movie? What kind of director we want to pair him with?
Twisters will be interesting because he definitely has the cocky, who was the other guy? Oh, Cary Elwes.
Yeah.
Elwes. So he's essentially playing the Cary Elwes role, I think.
Okay.
Bill
Paxton?
No, not the Paxton. And it feels like he's exactly right for that. It's going to be probably leaning a little bit more into the Top Gun role vibe. Like, he's the cocky guy who kind of annoys, you know, is charming, but also you're annoyed by him.
Yeah, so he's not.
But in a good way, like from a movie-watching standpoint. So I'll tell you what he can do. I saw in Hitman, he can throw a football.
Yeah.
He can actually throw a football, not like an actor trying to throw a football. He can toss it.
Did he toss it in Maverick too or not?
I was thinking about it cuz they
that weird football scene.
Yeah.
Weird.
Weird. What do you mean?
Amazing.
They moved volleyball. They switched from volleyball to football.
They had like
football.
They had like four footballs in the Men game.
Glistening. Yeah, it was a different type. Beaches, there are different rules. Weird. It's amazing. God, I think I need to rewatch Maverick. That movie's so good.
Yeah, very good.
So my two choices would be one, like a smooth fixer, like, you know, like a cooler kind of deal, although that is coming out later, The Wolves. But that or like a thriller where he's the detective.
Yeah. I want to see more film noir remakes. Yeah, I agree.
I'm doing a quick gander to see what he's got upcoming.
Yeah.
His upcomings.
But I agree with you. Jelani, I think that's a good call. I think he can do a little bit more. Like, both of these were obviously had comedy in them. I want to see him do straight up
drama or thriller.
Yeah, drama or thriller. Yeah,
like exactly. A Michael Clayton or you know,
yeah,
like a, you know, maybe put him with a Fincher or
funny.
Like somebody else.
God, like I wish I would have said this before I looked. So, Twisters is obviously completed. He's got another one called Huntington. A young man hatches a murderous plot to inherit his family's wealth.
Okay, and it's like Jelani. Ooh,
co-starring with Margaret Qualley.
Yeah,
like her.
We're fans.
Ed Harris still alive somehow.
oh, Ed Harris catching strays.
Christoph.
I mean, that dude's been old for 40 years.
Hey, something was down in the abyss.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, the cocoon was in the abyss.
He's in a movie called Monsanto, or slated to be. Young attorney takes on a case against Monsanto on behalf of groundskeeper Dwayne.
The Rock Johnson?
Hold on. Dwayne Lee Johnson, who used Roundup and developed cancer. So that's probably got a little...
That's the drama. We had the thriller in Huntington.
Dwayne Lee Johnson is played by...
Dwayne Johnson.
That would have been amazing. Anthony Mackie. Also with Laura Dern. We got... I'm confused by this. He's going to be in a show, a Chad Powers show.
I don't know what that means.
Chad Powers is Eli Manning.
A disgraced college quarterback named Russ Holiday disguises himself as Chad Powers and walks onto a struggling football team. He's playing Chad Powers.
So he can throw a football.
That's what I'm saying, bros. Guys, read the tea leaves.
It's like a Ted Lasso type thing.
And this is what I wish I would have said, because I was almost said like, oh, I was thinking like, give me a Schwarzenegger vibe. Like, what do we have?
Predators.
Slated to potentially star
The Running Man.
With director Edgar Wright.
The Running Man.
In The Running Man.
Yeah, I knew that was happening.
Yeah.
Because it's...
The futuristic United States 2025... When the world has become a dystopia.
Because that's, it's a Stephen King or Richard
Bachman. He's the only one associated right now.
Yeah. It's very, very, the book is very different than the movie, the original, but.
Book is not the movie.
I know. That's all I hear in my brain.
but Edgar Wright doing some kind of justice to the Arnold movie and also doing justice to the book. With Glenn Powell, I mean,
yep.
I don't know how much more I could be.
TBD on the timetables, but yeah, Twisters is obviously it's already completed, so we'll see that later this year. And I think
it's like it's already recorded,
right?
It's like it's already in the can.
It's happening, faux show. So, any of you guys, any of you listeners, want to you want to be a guest on that one? You let us know.
As always. If you read the comment section, it's like 2-1 our side. So remember to subscribe and tell a friend. Thanks, and save it for the pod.